In the American League, John Lester and the Boston Red Sox got off to a quick start after a dreadful 2012 season, winning 8-2 over the barely recognizable New York Yankees on opening day. Meanwhile, Alex Rodriguez says he's committed to returning from hip surgery. Elsewhere, Detroit doubled up Minnesota 4-2, the White Sox shut out Kansas City 1-0, and Seattle beat Oakland 2-0. In the National League, Colin Cowgill capped a successful New York debut with a grand slam, and the Mets crushed San Diego 11-2. Washington 2, Miami 0. The Cubs passed Pittsburgh 3-1. Milwaukee defeated Colorado 5-4. The Dodgers shut out San Francisco 4-0. Atlanta bested Philadelphia 7-5, and Arizona topped St. Louis 6-2. In the Interleague, the Angels beat Cincinnati 3-1. Checking the NBA, Minnesota defeated Boston 110-100. Detroit won against Toronto 108-98. Atlanta beat Cleveland 102-94. Milwaukee outscored Charlotte 131-102. Houston slid past Orlando 111-103. Memphis defeated San Antonio 92-90. Utah 112. Portland 102. And Indiana beat the Clippers 109-106. Connecticut and California have rolled into the NCAA Women's Basketball Final Four. UConn outscored Kentucky 83-53, and California edged ahead of Georgia 65-62. Checking the NHL, the New York Islanders won against New Jersey 3-1, and the New York Rangers defeated Winnipeg 4-2. Finally, Southern California has hired Andy Enfield as men's basketball coach after he took Florida Gulf Coast to the round of 16 of the NCAA tournament. And Tubby Smith is reportedly going to Texas Tech. For WAMC Sports News, I'm Jared Crowfoot.